It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kudagi Ahu to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and Twin City Native American news and issues. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. On today's show, Wendy Pilot will be speaking on how each state is ranked according to how the humane society, or how humane they are towards our sacred animals and our relatives. Also on today, we have a Native American descendant from Red Lake Nation, Margarita Ortega, who has just recently announced that she will be seeking District 62A seat in Minnesota. Yes, yes.
Ha-ho, ha-ho.
Another sister in the Minnesota House of Representatives. We'll be speaking of her journey. Enrolled member in Ho-Chunk Nation, Mike Gazi, will be telling us some things about how we can keep people warm and what's going on in Franklin Avenue and the urban Indian issues. And finally, we have our popular segment, which we call What Does My Elder Think? We're going to ask Uncle Curtis, my elder, on his take on national and Ho-Chunk and Twin City news. We are pre-America, the descendants of the people you couldn't kill off. Each week we discuss on Native Roots Radio what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and how the natural resources are in danger. We speak against pipelines that go through our native and treaty lands. We put out tobacco for our relatives that are suffering from alcohol, the drug problem. We pray hard for this spiritual malady to end. We support the language warriors that are preserving our language and way of life. The assault on Native Americans has been going on for 525 years, and it's not over. We come to you honestly in a good way, with an open heart. At the end of each show, we ask our audience to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office. Today we have a guest who is just doing that. Running for office. We have our sister, Margarita Ortega, running for the House of Representatives, District 62A. This show is dedicated to the people who give back, fight back for our people. We are the resistance, we are awake.
This part of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
We are all things to our relatives. What we do to everything, we do to ourselves. All is one. Black Elk. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years. She's a volunteer Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the state level. Tell us your name, Wendy.
My name is Hanaji Hihani, which means cares for them, and I was given that name by my Dega here, Uncle Curtis, so thank you, as always. And today I'm going to be sharing information from Wayne Pacelli's blog called Humane Nation. Wayne Pacelli is the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, and the HSUS, which is short for Humane Society of the United States, is the nation's largest animal protection organization, which I'm proud to say. So all of our states, all of our 50 states are ranked according to how humane they are, how they treat our sacred animals. We have the most humane state ranked at number one and the least at number 50 and everything in between. I'll let you know how Minnesota landed in just a few minutes.
Wendy, tell us what the rankings are based on.
Okay, so the HSUS composes its humane state rankings based on a wide set of welfare policies that cover more than 90 policy ideas, ranking from penalties for animals fighting to prohibiting bear and mountain lion hunting to providing incentives for low-cost spay and neuter programs for companion animals to improving the lives of animals raised for food.
Tell us who's number one. Where's Minnesota ranked?
So, unfortunately, number one was not Minnesota. California remains the most humane state in the nation, comfortably ahead of number two finisher Oregon, and then Massachusetts, which has held the third position since 2016 when it opposed a sweeping measure to restrict factory farming and to forbid the sale of veal, pork, and eggs if they came from extreme confinement operations. And California reinforced its leadership and stays at number one, the position there, by becoming the first state in the nation to ban pet stores from selling puppy mill dogs.
Wendy, who's the worst? Was it Minnesota?
No. Fortunately, we were not the worst either. So Mississippi, South Dakota, North Dakota held steady in last place as the worst policy performers of 2017. Wyoming and Idaho also were at the bottom of the pack. You know, all of these states have poor anti-cruelty statutes and very limited or no protection for dogs used in commercial breeding and for farm animals. Idaho and Wyoming allow trophy hunting and steel jaw trapping of wolves, and officials and hunters in both states are eagerly awaiting the opportunity to open up a grizzly bear trophy hunting season. And I'm happy to say that the HSUS filed a lawsuit to block federal delisting of the bears and to maintain federal protection for them.
Tell us a little about some of the states that did well, and I hope Minnesota is one of them.
Well, Nevada climbed up two spots from 20th place. Pennsylvania gained ground and moved up also. Illinois jumped from 9th to 5th place after passing not only the elephant protection law, but also allowing dogs in research to be adopted and passing a pet store sourcing bill.
Which state moved up the ladder the most?
Okay. Well, I was surprised, but one of the states was Indiana. Indiana was among the biggest moves of the list. They went from down the bottom of the list at 36, and they climbed to 25th. Another surprise to me was Texas, who went from 43rd up to 29th. So they had the furthest climb of all the states.
So, okay, I'm freaking out here. Where does Minnesota rank?
All right, so Minnesota ranked 24. So while we do well with many humane policies, we're still lacking in others. So, you know, we're kind of mediocre. We're right in the middle.
Tell us about the humane policies of Minnesota. Where can we do better?
Okay, so we're good at a lot of things, like I said, and some of those are strong penalties for cockfighting, protection for animals in domestic violence cases, protection for farm animals. They prohibit bear trapping and hound hunting for bears, but you can hunt a bear and you could use bait to get a bear. Minnesota regulates nuisance wildlife control operation. It prohibits private possession of big cats as pets or primates as pets or bears as pets, but you can have a wolf as a pet and you could also have a dangerous reptile as a pet. Minnesota prohibits research facilities from obtaining pets from animal shelters and requires research facilities to offer dogs and cats for adoption prior to euthanasia. So those are good things. So Minnesota also does not restrict investigations into animal cruelty on agriculture facilities. So this is also called ag-gag laws. So people can go in there and report abuses. So that's great. Minnesota requires licensing of puppy mills, inspection of puppy mills, and basic humane standards for dogs at puppy mills, like no wire flooring in their kennels. Now, you know, on a personal note about the puppy mills, I know we have these regulations in place. I don't agree with the puppy mills, and I'm not sure how well these policies are implemented, but we still have to, you know, keep an eye on that. And then, you know, we do have a few items where we're lacking. So we do not have a felony penalty for hunting endangered species. We do not require non-lead ammunition. You know, and we've talked about this on the show, and we're going to continue to fight on this. We do not require pets to be neutered or spayed before adoption from shelters, although I do think that the shelters do a pretty good job about making sure the dogs and cats are neutered and spayed before they give those pets out. You know, and one of the things we worked on in the past, we did lose this last year, but we're going to continue to work on this, is prohibiting the use of gas chambers for euthanasia. You know, and unlike California, we still sell dogs and cats from puppy mills at pet stores, except for the city of Roseville. Roseville was the first city in Minnesota to adopt that policy. So go Roseville. And I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get more cities in Minnesota to do that.
You know, how can people help?
Okay, so I put all this information on our Facebook page, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, and you could sign up for the action alerts. So the action alerts are just alerts that come up on your phone or your email, and it'll ask you to call or email or write your representative, your legislators, and tell them that we need more policies put in place. We want to be more like California. So we really want to say go California. And thanks everyone for listening. And let's keep our sacred animals safe in Minnesota. And let's be number one, not 24.
Peeny Gigi, for all you do, thank you for that information. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back after a short break with Margarita Ortega, candidate for the House of Representatives, District 62.
Oh.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
I kind of want to howl after that. I don't know, maybe that's from the last segment. We have with us today a Native American descendant from Red Lake Nation, Margarita Ortega, who has just recently announced that she'll be seeking District 62A seat of the Minnesota House of Representatives. We want to speak on her journey right now, and the current incumbent, Karen Clark, has decided not to run. So tell us a little bit about yourself. We want to know everything.
So I was born and raised in the district. I am a Little Earth resident.
Uh-huh.
And I have went through, I am the product of this community.
Uh-huh.
I was a long-lived resident. I went through the struggle of poverty, of addiction, of everything that our community is subjugated to. I'm not a politician by mm-hmm. nature. I am a community organizer. I am an advocate for the community. I do not think of myself as a politician. I currently work for Councilmember Cano mm-hmm. of the Ninth Ward, and I've helped pass a lot of policy through the city to help our communities that are struggling, our low-income families. I helped pass the $15 minimum wage.
Ooh. Awesome.
That is awesome.
That's great.
And I know Cano, I saw her up in Standing Rock,
mm-hmm.
and I know she helped with and you probably helped too in the background on the city council signing the proclamation to support Standing Rock Reservation, and that was exciting. And then St. Paul joined in after that.
Yes, many people from the protests to the organizers that were on the back end. We've all worked hard on passing that,
mm-hmm.
And there's still work that needs to be done. So we are still looking into trying to figure out how we're going to divest.
Uh-huh.
That was a motion that was passed through the council.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking into that process of divesting. And then we just created also the municipal ID, so to help with our immigrant families as well. So it's a lot of work, but it's meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that has, that you are not thinking of this as a 9-to-5 job. This is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You live this every day. And that's what I am. This isn't a 9-to-5 job for me. Sometimes I'm working till 1 o'clock in the morning, either on addiction issues and
mm-hmm.
sex trafficking concerns. So this isn't something that I'm doing out of as a show or
right.
trying to gain, you know, just,
right. Well, I feel your passion, and I feel everybody else in here feels your passion, and I hope it's coming across. What makes you the best candidate of the race? What makes you get up in the morning and go, hey, man, we need to go out and help people. This is what's happening. We have to give it away to keep it, which we kind of talked a little bit about before the show with Mike.
It's my experience.
Uh-huh.
My experience of growing up in this struggle, watching my family grow up in this struggle. The people in Little Earth are not just my friends. They are my family.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that I know and everybody in the community. It's not, this isn't just a regular place to live. This is home.
Mm-hmm.
The land is our home. The area is our home. The people are our home. And this is something that we got to cherish and fight for. We got to continue to fight for the issues that are making our people struggle. We got to continue to help open doors for our people so that way we can further our communities.
You know, like Wellstone said, when we all do better, we all do better. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we need to do in an indigenous way.
Yep, we need to help each other through all of this. It doesn't take one of us. It takes all of us. But we need people in position that will, in power or in elected offices, that will actually listen to the people and push the issues that need to be changed and move forward. We need those people in office that will listen and that will continue to fight. And I feel that I am one of them. I know I'll stand our ground. Mm-hmm. I know I will not bend. I am not that type of person. I didn't bend from the poverty. I didn't bend from homelessness. I didn't bend from addiction. So I can continue to fight, and I will not bend in office.
What do you see as, like, the big issue that's coming around? And I know we have Line 3 that's happening, and we have the opiate addiction that's really hitting hard on our community. What is your what do you feel like the big issue is?
Well, right now, one thing that I've been focusing on is the opioid crisis. I helped create and help build NAH mm-hmm. into a big movement that is spreading throughout the country.
And we've had James on, and we give Uncle Curtis gives out a shout out to NAH, and you guys are definitely got the boots on the ground.
Yeah,
tell me what NAH.
Natives Against Heroin.
Thank you. Okay. Awesome.
So Natives Against Heroin is a movement that was built on fighting the addiction crisis that is occurring with addictions all across the board, every drug. It doesn't matter if it's alcohol, if it's marijuana, if it's opiates, it's to combat all of it, to help create healthy families through tradition and culture.
Mm-hmm.
We have worked very hard on plenty of on-the-ground grassroots work. Tonight we'll be talking with the mayor. We're also doing policy work. I used my position as policy aide to Councilmember Cano to help fund Natives Against Heroin. And I have done a lot of work to try and keep Natives Against Heroin pushing forward. But tonight is going to be the community conversation of that. We need to make sure we talk to the mayor about these issues.
Right, and so he understands. So what does tradition and culture mean? Can you tell our audience out there? What does that mean in real easy terms for them to understand?
So what we do is we bring people that are currently addicted, they're not in recovery yet. And we bring them through different traditions, like ceremonies. They go through ceremonies, talking circles to help heal the trauma that's causing their addiction. So it's either just talking about your issues, and then all of a sudden, they become a part of the family. It is not just a movement, it's a family. So we take care of each other. When someone has a concern at home, children, we jump in, we take care of that as a family. And we make sure we don't leave anybody behind. So it's really cultural-based, native cultural-based, because mm-hmm. to us, everyone's a relative. We're all relatives in this.
Yeah, that sounds heavy. And I think in our next segment, we're going to be talking to we're going to bring Mike in on it, too, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the opiate and maybe some hope. We're going to talk about some hope in the next segment with Mike Ozzie. He's going to join us. And you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one out of three American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350, building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 10. Tonight, cloudy with the temperature rising to about 13. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 28. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high around 29.
Which appliance store has more of everything you want? Over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners believe it's the specialists at Warner Stellion. We guarantee never to be beat on price. Ask one of our customers to rate our free delivery, appliance installation, and recycling services. Go to WarnerStellion.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
I still want a who after that. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, that was good. So welcome back, Margarita Ortega. You're running for the House of Representatives in 62A. Okay, I have a good memory, but it's short. And then we might have Mike Gozy, who I've been butchering the whole name the whole show. So we had it out just a few minutes ago during the commercials. We are listening to commercials too. Advertisers don't get us wrong. So let's get Mike in on this. And why don't we talk about first about what's going on tonight? What's happening, and then we'll get Mike in on the conversation too. And I'm just gonna say Mike and not Gozy.
Oh, so tonight there's gonna be an opioid conversation at the Little Earth Gym from 6 to 8. It is gonna be hosted by Councilmember Cano and Mayor Jacob Fry. So please come out, be a part of this conversation. Let's all work together to address this issue that's growing in our communities. This is an issue that isn't just a Native American issue. It's a It doesn't discriminate against race or money. It goes all across the entire nation. And let's all work together to address this. We are going to be discussing many of the big issues and plus planning to figure out how we're going to address this. So please bring your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Please come out and bring your voice. Stand tall. We need your ideas.
And thanks. I think one of the things I really like about Natives Against Heroin is that they are streamlining people through recovery in a sense of they're really helping with Rule 25. And I know that can be a real clogging thing that get people help. And so I really give Natives Against Heroin and James Cross a big shout out for that, because that's amazed me over the time. And Mike, you know, let's talk about it. It's really cold out, and it's been cold for a long time. Let's talk about the homeless issue we have. Can you give us a little update?
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. The homeless piece is really the worst I've seen it in my time in Minneapolis and working on Franklin Avenue. And a lot of it has to do with the opioid addiction and other addictions, but in the lack of affordable housing, you know. And so all those things combined kind of created a perfect storm. And, you know, Hennepin County does a quarterly homeless count. And in that homeless count, the Native American population is always overrepresented. Mm. It's between 40% and 70% of the homeless people that are tracked on this quarterly report are American Indians. Mm. And we represent less than 1% of the population.
Yep.
And so the overrepresentation, it just shows a lack of resources available within the community. And not just the Native community, but a lot of communities. On a given night, we have 400 people that are on the streets. On a given night, you'll have up over 100 people riding the light rail all night long to keep warm. And so I am the CEO of American Indian Community Development Corporation in Minneapolis, and the homeless piece has been part of our, part of our goal, our mission, since the early 90s, you know, in the creation of programs like Anishinaabe Wakaiga, Anishinaabe Begiwin. We opened up a new intentional community three weeks ago, in South Minneapolis that is at capacity today.
Mm.
And so the need is great. And we have to continue to push forward on how we create resources and revenues, really, to help people that are homeless. Minnesota is not a place to be homeless in the wintertime.
Mm.
And so it's important that we watch that.
What kind of hope do we have with this, Mike?
We have hope. You know, the hope that we have in our community as a whole is that our community keeps a lot of people from being on the street. We have a lot of overcrowding in apartments. We have a lot of multi-generational family living under one roof, and that creates, you know, a substandard housing, but it creates a level of safe housing. And so that's really where the community comes up to help. Mm-hmm. But it also doesn't reflect the whole number of homelessness that we have in the community. And when you're going after resources as an organization or individuals, it's hard to find that support because the numbers don't reflect that sometimes.
So, Margarita, how can we help? I mean, what do we got to do?
So one thing that we should be working on is trying to figure out how we can bridge the gap between the low income and affordable housing. We have so much concerns with, is affordable housing really affordable? It's that keeps coming up as a question, and it's not really affordable for the low income population, and we need to work on that issue. I know Jacob Fry has already done a whole policy on trying to figure out this affordable housing gap between low income and who can actually afford the housing that's being provided. So I know Mike Gozy is working on something behind the scene I'd like to hear more about later on. But through the state-wise, we should be focusing on trying to create policy to help bridge what is low income and middle class. Our low middle class income families are struggling really hard. The middle class is shrinking. Mm-hmm. And soon, if we don't do something and step in, we may not have a middle class. And we need to step in and do something. And that's up to every state representative. That's mm-hmm. up to every person in the entire state of Minnesota to step up and start making resources and services for our low middle class income families.
Right, because it is a human issue. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all humans, and I think people have to get back to that instead of are you blue or red or who you voted for, because the only thing for me that gets things done is the local government and people like what you guys are doing. That's people like, again, boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. We're trying to tell your story here and get the word out to the people that listen to us. So that's hope too, Mike.
It is. The problem is that it goes the whole gamut of the population. You know, a number of years ago when I first got to AICDC, one of the things they wanted to do was create elder housing option for Native Americans in South Minneapolis, and we partnered with Common Bond Communities and built a senior housing, a HUD 202 property for 47 elders. And when we did the market analysis for that, we found elders that were paying 70% of their income on rent. And that's unsustainable.
No.
When elders have to decide whether it's a choice of paying their rent or buying food or medications, it shows us we're something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the HUD 202 created an affordability option. They pay one-third of their income. In the whole HUD from coast to coast, we are one of the most subsidized projects in the country, and that's because the income of the people is so low. Mm. We have a lot of Native elders that were gatherers and hunters, you know, and did wild rice, and they fished for their food. They didn't have 9-to-5 jobs. They didn't work for the government.
Right.
They didn't, and they didn't pay in Social Security. So their income is $600 a month.
Mm.
You know, and now they're paying $200 a month for rent versus $500 a month for rent.
That's I appreciate you bringing that in, and I think it's shocking for people to hear that. I'm here with Mike Gozy and Margarita Ortega. Margarita's running for the House 62A seat district, and I'm trying to wrap my head around this. What again can we do? This state is a blue state. We're in Bernie Sanders' area, but yet we're struggling like we're a third world country.
And we're ahead of everybody else, most people. Mm-hmm. When we look at what Minnesota has done for supportive housing and for affordable housing, we're way above the middle of the pack. We're better mm-hmm. than 24th, as we talked about with the animals. And so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a working poor. You know, there are homeless people that have jobs, that are living in shelters and going to work because they can't find affordable housing. Or right now, there's just an overall lack of housing. AICDC has a number of rental units. We're at less than 1% vacancy rate because people aren't moving because there's no place for them to move.
Mm-hmm.
In the South Minneapolis, where we're located, you know, there's a new light rail station that creates an opportunity for gentrification for other folks moving into the neighborhood because of the access to the airport, to the mall, to downtown, and things like that. So it puts more pressure on the poor folks who grew up in a neighborhood, you know, in South Minneapolis, the ability to stay there.
I know we have that problem on the east side of St. Paul, too, where they're building up, and now where are the people, where's the affordable, quote-unquote, living? Where is that going? is it going to the suburbs, or where is it going?
There is some movement into that. There's a lot of conversation because, like South Minneapolis, where we're at, we have a lot of affordable housing, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the demographics, it shows that we're oversaturated compared to everybody else.
Mm.
But if everybody else ain't doing their part, it has to land someplace.
Last 30 seconds, what do we got to do? What do we have to do? I know resist, divest, but what, and especially in this issue?
Push your state representatives. We need to focus on affordable housing, and then actually focus on it. Do the research of the communities that you serve. You need to start looking into why is it that we have so many homeless people that are actually working and they can't afford to have a home for their children and for their families. Why is it that nobody is actually standing up to address this issue? What is taking so long? Stand up and start talking to your representatives, your council members.
Mike.
Education. We have to educate the public. People, you know, there's a lot of people that go from downtown to the Mall of America and not know what lies in between.
Right.
You know, and so it's about educating the people, and it's about the public wanting to know, too. We can't live with blinders.
Peeny, Gigi, for both of you being here. Mike, I think you're going to join my uncle in the next segment. Margarita, Ortega, Peeny, Gigi, for coming out here in this cold weather to see us and to share your message with us. You're listening to AM 950, Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Neighborhood Cafe. Good food, good friends.
I think this portion is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the big voice.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the sacred voice.
Right on. There you go. Good recovery, Wendy. welcome, Choka Curtis. Can you tell us your name and what you want to talk about today?
Pinigigichuskai. My name is Maske Hanazinga. I walk on a white cloud. And my colonized name is Curtis West. And what's on my mind today is I'm really blessed. I'm truly blessed that my relative over here, Mike Gozzi's with us, you know. And there was Marguerite Ortega with us tonight, you know. And it got a little beauty over here. And I just want to say hello to my baby girl, my baby girl Kim, and but I want to say aho and to all my family and relatives in Four Directions. I pray that all's well, and I just got to say a couple things though. Like I said, man, it's my segment today is going to be kind of short and sweet, but you know I like to wish happy birthdays out there, you know, and there's this one that I want to. Down there on the west side of St. Paul, you know, her name is Virginia. We call her Loca Mendoza. happy birthday to her, you know. the other one I want to say to my brother Haga West, Carson West, down there in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, happy birthday, Haga. You know, it's a little early to do that, but you know. You know, and there's a few things, you know, like I'd like to say, you know, I'm an elder like Mike Gozzi over here next to me. You know, he's an old guy, you know, like me. So, but we like to give a shout out to all our Ho-Chunk relatives down there. So, but the birthdays I want to say hi to is, you know, there's this one guy that sits around over there on Selby. His name is Steve Bell, and we're going to say happy birthday. I don't want to say Doketa, but I'm going to say hello. But Steve, we love you, man. Happy birthday to you, like that, you know. And there's another one, too, over there, Joanne Jones. You know, her birthday's coming up, and, man, well-respected woman, you know. A lot of good things that she's done for the nation. So we say ha-ho to Joanne. And the other one over there... there's another one, Ona Garvin, you know, so we want to say hello and happy birthday from Native Roots Radio here, you know. And the other one over there, man, is Doug Greengrass. I want to say hello and happy birthday. You know, if you're listening, then we say, I don't know how we can do that over the air, you know, but... Well, we want to say happy birthday, Dega, you know, we like that.
Happy birthday.
You know? And like I said, you know, there's things that, you know, I'm going to be short and sweet tonight, but the thing that that's coming up is there's at the area office is the beginner's language class, you know, for the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, my nanny, Betty, and... And my bro, Cornbread Jimmy, you know, he knows who I'm talking about. But hey, that's coming up, and it's gonna be about 5:30, and they're gonna be changing it up, so we'll figure it out after that. But the other one, the language class for the, I guess you call them the good ones, is Tuesday at 5:30, and they're gonna have a meal up there. If you want to bring something up there to eat with, then that'll be really good, you know. And the other thing that we're talking about is on Friday the 12th. It's a fundraiser. And that's at 1075 3rd Street at AIM. I guess they call it AIM Magnet School. You know, it's for the kids, the council, the youth council. They're going to have over there
at the American Indian Magnet School.
Yep.
The kids are going to be selling some stuff for a fundraiser for the council.
Yep, and it's before the powwow and stuff like that, the monthly powwow and stuff like that. And they have some real good stuff over there. And Robert, he told me, he said, Degger, he said, I'm going to buy you a couple things from that. And I thought, I'm going to wait for it. And, so, and then my brother Mike Gozzi said he'll be over there dancing up, man, too. And he'll buy me something, too. So that's really good and stuff like that. And,
I do think we're going to have a booth there selling our indigenous, strong indigenous T-shirts and our Native Roots Radio T-shirts, too.
Yeah.
That's a besides point.
That's besides the point. And the other one, like I said, you know, I'm really blessed to have my brother Mike Gozzi here in studio with us. But the other one, we got to shout out and, you know, like our sister Margarita Ortega that's running. It's a big deal, you know, and she looks out after us and she looks after the peoples here. And but the one that we can't forget about, like I said, you know, they say NAH, Nah, you know, we know who Nah is. It's a Native Against Heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, all them brothers and sisters out there, James Cross and Lance Lamont and them brothers over there, you know, it's a tough job, man. And we here believe and in the fight and the struggle. You know, what goes around comes around, they say, and good peoples take care of good peoples. And you know, we want to thank you, James.
Yeah. So, Mike, what do we got going again tonight? Do you want to just let everybody know about the happenings out there, or are you going to?
I am.
I've been
invited by the mayor and council member Connell to be part of the panel.
Good.
And it's about the opiate problem that we have in South Minneapolis, and really, Little Earth is, you know, a native housing project that's been in existence for an awful long time, and there are a lot of struggles there, and they have a gym there, and so it's a you know, kind of the heart of the community,
mm-hmm.
and so it gives us an opportunity to draw to as many folks as we can.
Yeah, so we're gonna all check that out. If you're not doing anything, Choka, do you have any last words here? Do you want any gagas or anything going on?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know how we are here at Native Roots Radio. You know, we go and we smudge, we pray, and we talk about things. You know, but you know, we honest to God, we come correct with our words and our sayings. We don't step on nobody's toes, and we do not mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
I would like to end with these thoughts from Chief Plenty Coops. The ground on which we stand is sacred ground in the blood of our ancestors. We do not want it. If you're not angry, you're not listening. We need to divest, resist, join a group, and run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. The revolution is kicking into high gear.
We are awake.